Chapter 4. It wasn't an actual crazy gluing, but in a lot of ways it was even worse. Mom didn't holler. She played the disappointed card. "We don't ask much of you, Griffin. In fact, we've probably cut you more slack than any other parents in America, but we have the right to expect a little responsibility. Why is it so difficult to keep a retainer in your mouth?" "I might still find it," he offered. "Savannah says Luther's a good tracking dog. They're going to help me look." He tried to sound more hopeful than he felt. Luther was bred for combat, not search and rescue, no matter how much Savannah loved him. "How am I ever going to tell your father about this?" Griffin winced. When it came to the guilt trip, Mom was a travel agent. She went on and on about how expensive the retainer was, how vital it was to his health and the very shape of his face. The fact that he couldn't hang on to this one thing proved that he was irresponsible and untrustworthy. Worse, it showed that he took everything for granted and had no respect for the advantages he had in this world. It probably would have gone on for hours, but he was saved by the doorbell, Savannah with the trusty Luther at her side, looking more the size of a small pony than a dog. "Well, I guess I'd better start looking," he said lamely. "An excellent idea," Mrs. Bing informed him severely. "You can't be without it for very long. If it doesn't turn up in a couple of days, you'll have to be fitted for a new one. And rest assured that the cost will come out of your allowance." "At my pay grade," Griffin thought gloomily, "that'll take about 80 years. Aloud, he said, "I'm on it." "We're looking for Griffin's retainer, sweetie." From her pocket, Savannah produced her old retainer and held it in front of the huge black eyes.